This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of North Valley Community Foundation, Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
I'm Sean Harrington, and I'm a junior ambassador for the Council on Student Wellness and Safety representing the North Valley Community Foundation.
My name is Samrat Thapa. I am a junior ambassador for Chico High School on the Council on Student Wellness and Safety representing North Valley Community Foundation.
I knew that something needed to be done. I wasn't sure what action needed to be taken because throughout my life, ever since the 2001 Columbine shooting all the way up to the most recent, school shootings have been going on throughout America since I was the year before I was born. And so action has always needed to be taken, but it's been unclear what that action was. The people in the position to affect the community or to change security or the school climate in better has always been the adults or the administration in charge. But school is a place of learning for students. And so that's what Alexa Benson Balabanis, the president and CEO of the North Valley Community Foundation, and Joanna Brooks, the project coordinator for the Council on Student Wellness and Safety, that's what they realized, and they wanted to reach out to the students to get their opinions on what they think needed to be done. And so that's what we do on our council, is we meet every week to analyze what actions we can take and how to put those actions into motion so that we can solve the problem at its core.
Our organization allows students from many campuses in the Chico community to come together. Specifically right now, we have Chico High School, Inspire School of Arts and Sciences, Pleasant Valley High School, and Fairview High School. We're also hoping to get Paradise High School incorporated at some point. One great aspect of having all this student viewpoint is that the administration gets a unique viewpoint of everything that we are discussing at the Senates themselves and the council meetings. Our goal is to eventually work with administration in resolving these issues, or at least working in this direction. So our goal currently with the mental health is to work with the administration in doing things such as increasing the availability of psychiatrists at the schools, or furthermore, bringing in motivational speakers. We would be reporting, hopefully at some point, coordinating with the administration all of our concerns and our discussions that we have at the Senate and at our council.
What's unique about our goals and our processes is that we're trying to change not only physical security, because when you say school safety, a lot of people think of like cameras, police response times, barbed wire. That's definitely a part of it. But part of safety includes preventing the problem from ever even happening. And so if we improve the school environment, problems like violence aren't going to happen, at least from sources inside of the school. And so our ultimate goal not only is to increase physical security or to change it as the student body sees fit, but to make the school climate a safer and a more accepting place. That's only an extent of what we hope to do. We also hope to increase the overall mental health at our campuses. Most students, close to all, will feel some sort of stress or anxiety about their work at high school and if they're doing a good enough job or how they can do this in time. So physical security is a very pertinent issue in what we do, as well as mental health. And we hope to improve both of those things throughout Chico.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio, and have just heard Council on Student Wellness and Safety, a nonprofit partner of the North Valley Community Foundation. Learn more at mynspr.org.